Hello everyone, and welcome today to ENBC at Home. Great to have you joining with us for what is our Vision Sunday 2020. And it's really, I suppose in some ways, feels a bit strange, Rory and I sitting here in the church without you all. But we do really want today to just focus in and hear again God's vision for us as a local church. We're making sure we're doing everything right. I've got my meter ruler here just to make sure Rory's not getting too close to me.
Yeah, that's about 2 meters. I've got my thermostat, infrared mark, see. Oh, your temperature's fine. No fever.
So we're good to go.
Thank God. God is good. And that's what we're here to do, to give thanks to God, to worship him, praise him, to celebrate his amazing love for us, and join together in singing worship and praise to God and live in his ways and in his vision. We're going to be thinking more about that in a little bit. But during lockdown, I don't know about you, but I've really struggled not being able to meet together in church as God's family and enjoy each other's company, see the little ones growing up and see the family and the older saints and, you know, iron sharpening iron and many cords of a rope not being broken and be encouraged together. But it was brilliant the other day. Our life group, the Glenmore life group, were together and had a picnic and some pizza and a lot of fun. And we've got a clip of that for us just now.
Thank you.
That was great to see the Glenmore Life Group getting together like that. And I know even myself, I've just been enjoying being able to just kind of touch base in person with a few more folk recently. It's been great to be able to do that. Some church news for you. And on September the 17th, we are having a church meeting, a Zoom church meeting. And so if you are a church member, you will have or you will be receiving a letter about that meeting. And really, the primary focus is to discuss and to decide on moving the church to becoming a SKEO. And the letter will explain it all to you. So take time to read through it. If you've got any questions, please get in touch with us. If you've got any questions that you'd like asked on the night, it would actually be helpful if we received them in advance. It would just help us as we try and steer our way through a Zoom church meeting. Also, just so to keep you informed, in case you don't know, the Village Centre Cafe is back up and running on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. So let me encourage you, you know, come along, maybe catch up with someone. They've got all the right hospitality procedures in place. And so that is a great opportunity for you to just come and connect with some people in the VC cafe. We're going to worship God, and Rory's going to pray for us in a minute. But as we come to worship God, let me remind you, you know, if you want to keep giving to the church, as many of you are doing so, then there's opportunities through the website. You can speak to Alec Marshall about that. You know, giving is part of our worship to God. It's part of our expression thanks to him for all that he has brought into our lives. But we're going to come and worship God together now, and Rory's going to pray for us.
Great, thanks, Mark. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for the new life that we have in Jesus. And I pray that we would fix our eyes on you this morning and that you would help us to do so by your Spirit, Lord, that the chains would be broken, that walls would come down, that you would have your way among us as your church, not gathered in person, Lord, but we are united in you. Thank you for Jim and the worship team. Bless them and bless us now. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just pray at the start of our service today as we bring our worship to Jesus our Lord. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you at this time. We're going to sing songs of worship to you. We're going to listen to your word. And our prayer today is that you will help us, Heavenly Father, in our own homes, exactly where we are at this moment we're watching this, just to enter into your presence and to lay ourselves open for your Spirit to move in our lives today. Help us, Heavenly Father, with the difficult things we face, just to bring them all to the foot of the cross and ask for your forgiveness and ask for your blessing and your peace and for your miraculous hand to work in our lives today. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Standing in your love, I am standing on the rock. firm foundation, a firm foundation. I am standing on the rock. I am standing in your love. Oh, yes, I am. I am standing on the rock, a firm foundation, a firm. Stand a chance when I stand in your love. My feet doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My feet doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your
Thank you, Jim and the team, for leading us in worship. So today, as Mark said, is our Vision Sunday. So Mark, tell us, where did this journey begin in our vision, and tell us what a new way of living is all about.
back in 2018, we launched into a new way of living. And this journey really came and was really heavily influenced by God speaking into the then senior leadership team about two focuses for EMBC. The first of these focuses we might refer to as inward growth. And you know, we are followers of Jesus, so our lives are always being shaped by him more and more. We want to follow his life and his practices. And we really felt God saying to us, as you go forward as a church, have that vision for inward growth, you know, experiencing and growing in the fullness of the life that Jesus wants you to have. At the same time, we felt God really impressing on our hearts the importance of our outward reach. And, you know, we are people of mission, and we are people that are called to take the presence of God out into our communities. And so this is where it started for us as a senior leadership team, with these two focuses. And from this came a new way of living. Why a new way of living? Because, well, that's what Jesus brings us into. He brings us into new life, and he asks us to invite other people into new life. And I'm bursting to say more about that, but Rory's going to say more about it in a moment or two. But this new life is all about following Jesus. And in EMBC, we describe it as live connected, be transformed, and change your world. And that live connected is all about becoming. It's about us becoming a church family that gathers together, a church family where the relationships are strong and friendships are built, where there's support and encouragement, where we flourish not in isolation, but actually we flourish together. That's the Christian life. We do life together, and we grow together. You know, Jesus said, by your love for each other will this world know that you are my disciples. And then there's being transformed. And this is where we're seeing our lives changing through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, when Jesus comes into our lives, you know, he changes us completely. But we also, day by day, continue to be changed as we and transformed through the Word of God as we open it, transformed through worship, whether that's personal or corporate worship, transformed through our prayer lives, transformed as we surrender our life to him and say, Jesus, have your way in me. You know, it was John Newton that said, I'm not what I ought to be, I'm not what I want to be, but I am now not what I used to be, and by the grace of God, I am what I am. You know, I thank God that I'm not who I was. I know I'm not who I really, fully who I want to be, but I know that God, through his grace, is transforming me day by day. And then thirdly, changing our world. You know, there's a lot of talk just now about how we can change our world. You know, how do we change? How do we get rid of COVID-19? How do we change the racial and social injustices that, you know, we're seeing so prevalent even in the news this week? Well, the greatest force of change in this world is the love of God. And where do people see the love of God? In your life and in my life. Jesus said when he was asked, love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So at the heart of our vision, it's a new way of living, following Jesus as we live connected, be transformed, and change our world. And as we do this, we're trusting the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we will experience inner growth in our own lives, and we will see that outer reach into our communities. You know, as we grow and follow Jesus more, we will be disciples that make disciples more. We'll see the church growing and new people coming and new people being saved. And, you know, I've said this all along, we are unashamed of our desire to see EMBC grow. And it's not about numbers, because that would be wrong. No church's motivation is to grow so that they look bigger. Our motivation is to grow is because of so many souls out there who need to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. This vision then is one that is beyond us. It is a vision that has got a God size to it. It is a vision that will only happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. But our desire for this year ahead is to really keep pushing into all that God has for us as followers of Jesus. And that's got both a short-term and a long-term throw. Short-term, it's each day. Just each day as walking in relationship with Jesus. Long-term, it's our desire for the years to come to see God's kingdom growing. So Rory is now just going to share a little bit more with you, though, about that wonderful new life that Jesus has brought us into. We talk about a new way of living, and Rory's just going to expand what that is for us now.
So through our vision verses, which are John 10:10 and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, and through all of Scripture, we know that God so loves his creation. God loves us. In all of our messing up, you know, he picks us up out of the pit of our own sin and saves us by his grace. And that is the story of my life. When I was a 19-year-old rebel living for myself, living a life of hedonism, God saved me. And he opened the eyes of my heart, and I was born again. He spoke the gospel of Jesus, of grace, into my life. And this, for the first time, I came to Jesus knowing that he was my Savior and my Lord. And he put his Spirit in me, put a new heart in me, and he made me a new creation. And I looked at my life and all of my sin and saw it for what it was, and I turned from it and turned to him. God saved me, and that saving work happened in an instant, but it's also been a journey of the past 10 years, and it will be a journey for the next 10, 20, 30 years, God knows how long he's going to have me on this earth, of growth, of encouragement, of challenge, of blessing, of calling, of serving, and being molded by the potter into the likeness of Christ. And I have the pure joy and privilege of being a new creation and living in relationship with God and with his church. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, anyone who is in Christ is the new creation has come. The old is gone and the new is here. If you believe in Jesus as your Lord and trust in him as your Savior, the amazing reality is the new is here. You're a new creation. And no image of this is perfect, but God reveals himself through his creation. And I think he gives us a glimpse of this transformation that we go through in the simple image of a caterpillar. If you imagine just a wee creepy, crawly caterpillar, worm-looking thing, and it's just munching on leaves and greens, eating much better than most of us in lockdown, I'm sure. It undergoes an immense transformation as it changes into a butterfly, no longer creeping and crawling about, but it's got amazing, beautiful wings, and it's flying around. If you look at a caterpillar and a butterfly, they're so completely different. There is a radical change there, and we undergo a similar change. We are completely different in Jesus. We're a new creation. That image of a caterpillar and a butterfly is who we are in Jesus. We have been changed completely and radically. And that spiritual metamorphosis goes by many names, being reborn, being regenerated, being made a new creation, all meaning essentially the same thing, that we were dead in sin and we've been raised to life in Jesus, that we were brought out of darkness into light, that we were blind, but now we see. The old is gone and the new is here. We've been made a new creation by God's Spirit. Jesus' spiritual DNA, if you will, has been put in us. We have been born of Spirit. And a new creation has a new heart. And with a new heart, we have new loves. We now know and love God. We know and love his word. And we seek him and we love prayer. We love his church. We love his creation. In Jesus, we've been radically changed. I love the word radical. It comes from the Greek, the Latin word radish, meaning root. What are our roots? What is the root in your life, the foundation of your life? As Christians, we are radical followers of Jesus, meaning our roots are Jesus. Our foundation is Jesus. We're all about Jesus. He is our vine, and we are the branch. John 10:10, the thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. This is the greatest, most wonderful truth that we can hear and know in life, that we have life in Jesus, that apart from Jesus, there is no life. And we have life in all of its fullness. And this happens in an instant, as soon as we know and trust Jesus as Lord and Savior. But there is also a journey of discipleship and being sanctified and refined by God's Spirit as God molds us into the likeness of Jesus. But what does that mean for us in East Mains? What does that mean for us in East Kilbride, in Scotland, in our workplaces, in our homes, among our friends and family? That's a big question. But what do we think, Mark? What does that look like for us as East Mains?
That is a great question, Rory, and a fantastic question. And that is exactly what we are going to be looking at over the next 3 weeks as we delve into a new way of living and living connected and being transformed and changing our world. You know, the last 6 months, I guess if we're all being honest, have been really quite tough for us all. You know, we've not been able to meet in the church. Many activities have been cancelled. Everything's moved online. Our whole routines have changed. We're all getting tired of Zoom and Microsoft Teams kind of meetings. And maybe as we've been talking today about being a follower of Jesus and all that that means, maybe you feel you've just kind of stagnated a bit over the last few months. Or maybe your experience has been very different. Maybe you've grown closer to God and your passion's more for God than it's ever been. Well, wherever you are at today, there is good news. God loves you and invites you to walk with him as his disciple. And we're just going to look a little bit more over the weeks ahead at what that looks like in the next 3 weeks as we look more closely at living connected, being transformed, and changing our world. And we'll see that this pathway, it's not an aimless walk with no direction. It's actually all about our long-term vision. Our long-term vision of inner growth, of us becoming more like Jesus. Our long-term vision of that outer reach, of us loving more like Jesus and seeing people in our community coming to know that new life that Rory so wonderfully explained to us. And so we'll hear again in the weeks ahead about how living connected is about doing life together. Life groups, and with a mentor, or serving in a team, or just hospitality. You know, just meeting up with folks and chatting about Jesus and chatting about what you've been reading about in your Bible. We'll hear again about being transformed as we open God's Word, as we pray, as we encounter the Holy Spirit. We'll hear again about changing our world through our own personal mission, through the people in our lives, through ways that the local church can be doing mission, through things like Alpha and other ministries. You know, I wonder then where you are at today. You know, so hard these last 6 months. And if you feel that you've kind of dried up in your walk with God, then let me encourage you today. And believe me, God finds you just as you are today. And he looks to breathe newness and wholeness into your life. You know, just as you sit listening to this, maybe you're listening with family, maybe you've got a friend socially distanced in your house watching it. You know, just as you, I picture Jesus coming in and just laying his hand on you, and you feel the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit filling you afresh. You know, one of the things that Jesus has really been challenging me about this week as I've been preparing for this is, Mark, do you want to be like me? Do you want to be more and more like me? This new way of living that you talk about, this life of living connected and being transformed and changing your world, do you want more of that? Are you hungry for more of that in your life? And I would encourage you maybe to make that your prayer today. Rory's going to pray for us in a moment. But, you know, as we think about this, our Vision Sunday 2020, you know, just going in more deeper as we go forward into the year. I think this time, God always challenges me at this time to ask, you know, where are you, Mark, in your walk with me? How hungry are you for more than me? How longing are you to see people coming to faith in Jesus. Not in a kind of beat myself up kind of way, but more in a fire myself up and more in that kind of passion to live for Jesus. So I'd encourage you maybe to just take a moment to reflect and just maybe refocus. You know, how are you walking in step with Jesus today? That's a great question for us all to think about. How are you? That's what being a disciple is, just walking in his steps. How are you walking in step with Jesus today? And Rory's going to pray for us now.
Father God, we come before you as your children. We seek more of you. As John the Baptist said, Jesus, may increase and I decrease. We pray for that reality in our lives, that you would increase and we would decrease, Lord. We recommit ourselves, our whole lives to you. That we wouldn't hold anything back, Lord. That we would be a living sacrifice all in for you. May your Spirit fill us afresh, and anything that has been getting in the way, Lord, any stagnation, we pray against. And we pray that you would move us, Lord, by your Spirit, having your way among us. Amen.
Jim's about to lead us in the song, "We'll Come to the Altar." And I just want to read some of the words from that song to you. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Maybe you look back to last vision year 2019 and think, oh, you know, what progress have I made? You know, we're not here today to look back. We're looking forward and you know, come today. There's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. So we encourage you now just to use this song as a response in your life and to allow God to minister through his Spirit into your life now as we worship together.
Say
Great to have had you here today, and it's been good to do
yeah,
this
it's
together.
Been fantastic to be back in the church, building. God willing, it won't be too long before we're able to be back together again in person.
And let me encourage you tonight, 6:30 p.m. it is our church Zoom prayer time, and we are taking communion together tonight. So it'd be great to have as many of us as possible just joining that. So if you're not sure of the link for that, then just get a hold of myself or Albert, and we'll get that link to you. So that's the end of our Vision Sunday 2020. Next few weeks, we're looking at Live Connected, Be Transformed, Change Your World. Enjoy the rest of your day, and may God bless you and all that He has for you today and the rest of the week ahead.